what betting is, what daily fantasy is about community. And if you really think about a team and their fan base, it's already a built-in community, right? So you can have one community versus another community for bragging rights. Well, what better way to brag than to bet? And so if you can imagine a Giant fan being able to compete against a Cowboy fan, you have to figure out where they can compete at. They can't do it on the field, can't do it in the stands right now, but I can do it by betting against you. I can do it by being part of a daily fantasy group that is part of that betting. And so really what fantasy did, it has allowed people in my age group, like me and BJ, to communicate, to be part of the same community. We can have our own league. We can get together once a week and trade. It's a communication thing. So it's not just a winning and losing thing. It's also the community built around this sport. And so I think when the NFL and the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, when they recognize the power that this particular platform has for their game, all of a sudden they're like, hey, we need to figure out a way to tap into that. And again, going back to how people bet, it's basically a digital and electronic signature now. Whether you're in casino, out casino, when it comes to sports betting, we already know what the device is going to be. So my question is, why are the device and companies not communicating to the betting companies to figure out how to best engage within these apps, within their normal structure of using their phones? Because I'm not going to go in a stadium and download something new. I'm not going to go in a stadium and download a betting MGM app. I want it to be within my team app, but I want it to be easy to use. And number one, I want to make sure that it's part of my journey for that particular game day.